This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Covington off the feet from Towns. Rob Covington out of the corner with the three. Covington, what a night. Covington and Rocco in transition and one. And the Timberwolves, just like that, push it back to a 19-point lead.
Yeah, good morning, H-Town. The voice that you hear right now is not the voice of my guy, Sean Pendergast, the bald one. And you will not hear Seth Payne this morning, the bold one, because both of those guys have been burning both ends of the candle for this entire football season. Football season over, those guys earned a day off. And they picked a perfect day to be off for us because the Rockets messed around and made a big-time trade last night. Now, this is my voice that you're hearing right now is Wade Smith, 12-year NFL vet, former Houston Texan, and lover of all things sports. I'm joined, of course, by my guy Cecil Shorts, 6-year NFL vet and lover of all things sports. And we got my guy Jonesy holding us down behind the boards. But when you went to sleep last night, the Rockets still had Clint Capella on the roster. There was rumors about him being traded to the Atlanta Hawks in at about 11:30 so p.m. What ended up happening is the Woj bomb was dropped and the deal was consummated. And so the Houston Rockets acquired Minnesota Timberwolves Robert Covington, a 3-and-D guy, and traded Clint Capella to the Atlanta Hawks as part of a 4-team, 12-player deal.
Wow.
The NBA's most expansive trade in nearly 20 years saw the Timberwolves acquire two first-round picks, including Houston's 2020 pick, which they moved to Denver to the Denver Nuggets for guard Malik Beasley and forward Juan Hernangómez. I can't pronounce that name. That's a doozy. But the deal has been done. Of course, the Rockets get back Robert Covington and Jordan Bell from the Minnesota Timberwolves, who was a former Golden State Warrior. Of course, the Rockets played against multiple times in the playoffs. And so, Cecil, yes, what is your initial reaction when you hear this trade?
Well, you know, it's been, I guess, talked about that they, you know, I think the last three or four games, they've been doing really well with the small ball lineup.
Yeah.
And then without Capella, they've been, I don't know, 9-1, maybe 10-0 without Capella playing really well.
10-1 now because they won last night.
So they did win last night. They beat the Hornets last night. So yeah, it's interesting. And then I'm not surprised. Morey finds a way to do anything each and every year to figure out a way to get in the hunt, to make his team better. Do I think they got better? Yes, I do. I think Covington is a good 3-and-D guy. He plays good defense. He can hit threes. He doesn't. He won't. And then he'll help on the offensive end tremendously. But I don't know if P.J. Tucker is your center. How are they going to deal with the Lakers and the Clippers and the Nuggets when they have, you know, Dwight Howard, JaVale McGee, what's the guy in Denver?
Jokic.
Yeah. Like when those guys come, Montrezl Harrell for the Clippers, it's I don't know how they're going to rebound. I don't see it.
Yeah, and that's the first my first thought about it, I was like, wait a minute. So because they were talking about bringing in Kevon Looney in some part of a deal when
who
they
gave
rid of
Capella buckets last year.
Yeah, and so I was really excited about the idea that Kevon Looney would be here in Houston because I thought he would bring something huge to the table as far as him being able to play defense down low, can get you a few buckets like he did to Clint Capella. And so when the deal was consummated and he wasn't part of it, I was like, man, what the hell is going on? But when you think about it, the Golden State Warriors put together a blueprint of how to win a championship playing that small ball. And so when you take one of those guys in Jordan Bell that was there for multiple runs for the Golden State Warriors and you bring in Robert Covington, and you've seen the success that the Rockets have had over the past week or so since Capella's been out and all year long when they played that small ball lineup, You got to say they got better. I would have to say they got better. Did they get good enough to go on a long playoff run? I think that's the question. I mean, what are your thoughts on that?
I don't think so. I think, obviously, I think before the trade, I was big on, I think they were going to be one and done in the playoffs.
Yeah.
I just think they were going to be first round. Depending on who the matchup is, they might be out because the West is pretty tough, especially in the top five, six teams. But now I think they can get past the first round. I can see them going to second and fighting to get to the Eastern Conference Finals, but it all depends on the matchup. And if you're going small ball and you have to go against the guys that can match up with you and bring bigs in, it's going to be tough on you.
Yeah, and speaking of small ball, Mike D'Antoni the other day was talking about that idea of doing that and how he felt, the reason why he came up with the idea to go that way. And so let's see what D'Antoni had to say the other night.
The biggest thing is Russell. How can we get what he does best, and that's get to the rim. How can we capitalize that on 100%? And, you know, sometimes you're afraid to try it. When you have bigs and Clint's around and whatever, you're just kind of afraid to. And then actually the Utah game, so hey, why not? Let's try it. Let's look at it and see what it looks like. Now, he wasn't in there at the time, but then you can imagine with him being in there what it would have looked like. And we just have a unique team that's different. And, you know, people might say it's gimmicky or whatever, which it's not gimmicky. It's doable. And, you know, I think we'll get better at it and we'll get better defensively. And, you know, we just have to watch the second chance points. And, you know, and that's one of the things. Be sure you guys, when you criticize it, don't say they get out-rebounded by 25. That's not a stat that even matters. So if they say now they scored eight more second chance points, okay, they scored eight more. You know, I get that, but not. You know, I was listening to some commentaries like, oh, they've got 26 more rebounds. So, I mean, you could have 25 offensive rebounds in one possession and score 2 points. That doesn't hurt. So it's a little bit different.
And then Mike, after that, talks about the possibility of going small for the rest of the season.
As much as you like the way it's looked with the small ball, could you imagine going a season the rest of the year, 6-6 and under, 6-7 and under?
Yeah, just imagine. Yeah, I think you can. I mean, what's the best lineup in the last 5 years, 6 years?
Oh, the death lineup?
Yeah, Ray Mungley and Green at 6-6, 6-5 at center. And now they did have Durant at 7 feet or 6-11, whatever. That's it. So, you know, if we can find Durant out there, somebody like that, you know, we'll be fine.
And there you have it. D'Antoni just let you know off top. I guess that was a couple days ago in practice. Like, hey, man, this is what is potentially going to be the way that the Rockets will throw out a team for the rest of this season. And the deal was made last night to send away Clint Capella, send away Nene, and a first-round draft pick, and they get back in the deal, Jordan Bell and Robert Covington. And so it's a good thing that you have a blueprint in front of you to go out there and try to win a championship. Will it work? I'm not so sure about that. But, hey, what does D'Antoni have to lose, man? He's on the last year of the deal. And
Very true.
We'll see what comes up with the Houston Rockets. But we'll talk about that and much more coming up next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.